You know, this is probably one of my favorite psalms right here. Psalm 98, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And every child of God can testify and shout a big hallelujah, amen to that. Hey, happy Thursday. Good to see you. It is Joey Kroll with you. And you know what, friend? I am singing to the Lord a new song because he has done marvelous things. He really has, because we've been working on our back deck, oh my word, for maybe a month now. Whew. And it is officially done and finished. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I mean, we finished it up this past weekend. Yeah, we started working. We had this, I'll tell you what, I don't know, when we bought our house, my wife bought it about 10 years ago, the deck was already there. And I don't know whoever did it, but just did a horrible job. I mean, it just looked awkward. And so we pulled out the deck, poured some concrete, have a nice patio, did some mulch and all of that. Good stuff. I mean, it looks really, really pretty, but just so much work. Oh, my goodness, so much work we worked. And remember those 95-degree Saturdays we had there a couple of weeks in a row? Yeah, that was the Saturday. Those were the Saturdays we worked, so... Praise the Lord, it's done and over with. We just have to put up a couple of shutters on the back of the house, and other than that, we are done. Oh, now we can enjoy it. I was telling my wife, I said, you know, watch, after all this hard work, we pulled out the back deck, poured the patio, spent a month doing that. Watch Jesus come back the day after it's done. So, which I would be okay with, but no, it's done. Praise the Lord for that. Hey, this weekend, our family, my family up from up north in Chicago, coming down to visit us. We're going to have Christmas in July celebration because, you know, my wife has family down south. I have family up north, and it's just so hard to connect with family during the holidays and, you know, the snow and ice. It's kind of hard to commute and travel as well, so... the family we normally don't see, they're coming down to enjoy our back patio. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have Christmas in July. We put up some Christmas lights in the back, on the back fence. And it's going to be hot this weekend. I looked at the weather forecast. So pray for us. We may have a lot of ice cream for event for sure. Hey, I just want to quickly remind you here at Great News Radio that we depend on God's grace. I mean, each and every day. I mean, we seek to please Him, but also serve His people as well. And, you know, as you know, Great News Radio is a listener-supported ministry, which means we don't air commercials, we don't have government grants, we don't have a rich uncle anywhere that we know of, but we depend on God's grace, but also His people as well. We depend on friends like you. You know, with the headlines in the news the last several weeks, with the terrorist attack in Nice, France, and was it 49, 50 people killed in Orlando at a nightclub? A sniper killed 5 police officers in Dallas just this past Sunday. Baton Rouge, 3 police officers killed and 3 others injured. I mean, it just breaks your heart. Breaks your heart. But in the midst of all of that, I am reminded that people need Jesus. And each and every day here at Great News Radio, we point people to Christ. If you believe in that mission, if you believe in that work, would you consider, as we continue through the month of July, giving a special gift of support to this radio ministry? If you feel led to do so, which I pray that you do. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click the button there on the right-hand side that says donate. Or if you just want to call somebody up and just kind of give your payment over the phone, we do that as well. Our number is 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. 367-7777.
voice like thine can be support. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey fellowshipping with you today. And, you know, a man worried constantly about everything. You know anybody like that? Probably one of those people. Then one day his friends heard him just whistling happily and looking noticeably relaxed. So they asked him, what happened? He said, well, I'm paying a man to do my worrying for me. Well, how much are you paying him? They asked. $2,000 a week, he replied. Wow, can you even afford that? I can't, he said. But that's his worry. Isn't that funny? That just cracks me up. I just love that. You know, Fred, if we were to do a survey of the New Testament for Christian traits, here would be the top three. Number one would be love. The number one trait, love, would be the number one trait, followed by humility. And then number three would be trust in the Lord. And the opposite of trust is either anxiety or worry. And I'll tell you what, Jesus had a lot to say about trust. He really did. And so today we're going to talk about worry and anxiety. This is something that is the bag that I struggle with in carrying, I'll tell you, because worry and anxiety, that's something that I find myself teetering on the fence with, I should say. So if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to look at a few different verses here from 25 to 34. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. If you have your Bible, go ahead and follow along. If not, I'll go ahead and read it out here to you. Worry and anxiety today. Jesus said, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Can I get amen on that, by the way? You know, we are, according to God's word here, not to be anxious about what we are to eat, drink, wear, or even about the unknown circumstances of tomorrow. Now, for some of us, that is super easy to do. And for the rest of us, we're just stressing out over the study already here, right? So God's word, Jesus said that we are not to be anxious about what we eat, drink, wear, or even about the unknown circumstances of tomorrow. You know, another expression Jesus uses regarding anxiety or worry is the term fear not or do not be afraid, depending on what translations you have. Matthew 10:30-31 says, and even the very hairs of your head are numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Apostle Paul picks up these very same words in regards to anxiety. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And Peter says, hey, I want to get in on this whole anxiety talk too. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, let me be extremely clear here. There are times and there are some circumstances that anxiety is something that cannot be controlled. I just want to throw this out here. Some people get anxiety for a variety of different reasons. When there's bright light, people get very anxious. When there's loud noise, people get very anxious. I don't think that's what Scripture is saying. Scripture is saying here in regards to not being anxious about worrying. Okay, the worry type of anxious, I believe, is what the Scripture is teaching here. Okay, so I just want to be extremely clear here that what Scripture is saying. You know, when you and I, when we struggle with the worry type of anxiousness, you know what I'm talking about? When we struggle with that, it can lead to a distrust of God. You know, Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said that if our heavenly Father takes care of the birds in the air and the lilies in the field, will he not much more take care of our temporary needs? Peter told us that our basis of our casting our anxieties on God is that he cares for us. So when we choose to give in to the worry-filled anxiousness, in effect, we may be believing that God does not care for us, or that he will not take care of me in this particular situation. You know, and I need to be careful here because I don't want to seem insensitive, because this is something that I also struggle with as well, this whole worry and anxiousness and all of that stuff. But if we're going to stick with Scripture, Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Brother, if you're listening today, sister, if you're listening today, I'm here on this Thursday, July 21st. To remind you that Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Now, I know we have responsibilities. I know we need to be wise in our decisions. But at the end of the day, Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. I know you may have an eviction notice. Maybe issues with your job that are leaving you up in the air. Maybe more day than pay, whatever it is. I'm here to remind you today, and I don't say this insensitively. I'm saying this from the promises of God's word. He says not to worry about tomorrow. Here's the realist in me here. Okay, my wife, she says I see everything as black and white. Yes or no answers, not any in between or anything. Here's my realist question then. If we are not to worry, then how do we respond to those situations? Then what do I do? Okay. What do I do in those situations? Well, Matthew chapter 6, this whole passage tells us what we need to do. Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 tells us not to be anxious. Okay, but what do we do with this anxiousness? What do we do with this? But he says, "But in every situation by prayer and petition." Friend, we can take all that anxiousness, all that worry, and go to the throne room of God. You know, friend, we also have the promises of God that we can stand on. We can stand on the countless promises of God as well as the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a version, or I should say a paraphrase of the Bible. I'm sure if you ever heard of it. It's the Phillips Modern version of the Bible. It's a paraphrase, okay? It's not the actual Greek or the Hebrew. It's just a paraphrase, okay? 1 Peter 5:7, you know that passage that says, "Cast your cares or cast your anxieties on God because he cares for you." Listen what the Phillips Modern version says for 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "You can throw the whole weight of your anxieties upon him." Watch this. "For you are his personal concern." Let that sink in for a second. Did you get that? Phillips Modern version of 1 Peter 5:7 says, "You can throw the whole weight of your anxieties upon him. For you are his personal concern." You know, when my family and I went to our family vacation, we went to a water park, and my son and I went on a few rides by ourselves. And I kept my eye on him to make sure that he didn't do anything dumb, but also that he would be protected. I was responsible for him. And the same is true with God and you. He is responsible for you. You are his personal concern. I think that's an accurate paraphrase. Jesus said that God does not forget a single sparrow. How much more then is true that you, his child, are indeed his personal concern? Friend, it is important that we seek to honor him through our faith, even though weak and faltering, rather than dishonoring him with disbelief. So I encourage you today, do not worry about tomorrow.
Because I'm free, yeah, his eyes.
That's right, friend. Remember that his eye is on the sparrow. A beautiful reminder today on this Thursday. That's Selah. Thank you so much for having your radio tuned to today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. You can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark and Jason, fellowshipping with you tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow morning, hope you can tune in. You'll certainly be blessed. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.